Tobiah's Return. Cure of Tobit's Blindness. Chapter 10. Anxiety of the Parents. Meanwhile, day by day, Tobit was keeping track of the time Tobiah would need to go and to return. When the number of days was reached and his son did not appear, he said, "I wonder what has happened. Perhaps he has been detained there, or perhaps Gabael is dead, and there is no one to give him the money." And he began to worry. His wife Anna said, "My son has perished and is no longer among the living." And she began to weep aloud and to wail over her son. "Alas, my child, light of my eyes, that I let you make this journey." But Tobit kept telling her, "Hush, do not think about it, my love. He is safe. Probably they have to take care of some unexpected business there. The man who is traveling with him is trustworthy and is one of our own kinsmen. So do not worry over him, my love. He will be here soon." But she retorted, "Stop it, and do not lie to me. My child has perished." She would go out and keep watch all day at the road her son had taken, and she ate nothing. At sunset, she would go back home to wail and cry the whole night through, getting no sleep at all. Departure from Ecbatana. Now, at the end of the 14-day wedding celebration, which Raguel had sworn to hold for his daughter, Tobiah went to him and said, "Please let me go, for I know that my father and mother do not believe they will ever see me again. So I beg you, father, let me go back to my father. I have already told you how I left him." Raguel said to Tobiah, "Stay, my child, stay with me. I am sending messengers to your father, Tobit, and they will give him news of you." But Tobiah insisted, "No, I beg you to let me go back to my father." Raguel then promptly handed over to Tobiah, Sarah his wife, together with half of all his property, male and female slaves, oxen and sheep, asses and camels, clothing, money, and household goods. Bidding them farewell, he let them go. He embraced Tobiah and said to him, "Goodbye, my son. Have a safe journey. May the Lord of Heaven grant prosperity to you and to your wife Sarah. And may I see children of yours before I die." Then he kissed his daughter Sarah and said to her, "My daughter, honor your father-in-law and your mother-in-law, because from now on they are as much your parents as the ones who brought you into the world. Go in peace, my daughter. Let me hear good reports about you as long as I live." Finally, he said goodbye to them and sent them away. Then Edna said to Tobiah, "My child and beloved kinsman, may the Lord bring you back safely, and may I live long enough to see children of you and of my daughter Sarah before I die. Before the Lord, I entrust my daughter to your care. Never cause her grief at any time in your life. Go in peace, my child. From now on, I am your mother, and Sarah is your beloved. May all of us be prosperous all the days of our lives." She kissed them both and sent them away in peace. When Tobiah left Raguel, he was full of happiness and joy, and he blessed the Lord of heaven and earth, the King of all, for making his journey so successful. Finally, he said goodbye to Raguel and his wife Edna, and added, "May I honor you all the days of my life."